Good morning, everybody. This is Becky Spieth, and I'm so excited that you're here with us today. It's such a blessing. We were just talking about our gorgeous weather here in Texas. It's cooling at night and just still warm and sunny during the day, like in the 80s, and we're just really, really blessed here. And I know that God has a blessing for you if you're listening to this call. You know, I don't know if you're anything like anybody that I know, but sometimes you get a little ornery or you're around people that are ornery and strife enters into your life. And I want to talk about having a no-strife life. To me, I think it's really important to address this. And of course, you know, every time I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking to myself or something that the Lord showed me about the things going on in my life as well. So I just want to encourage you today. It's going to be a great time for us to talk and to pray together and start our week off with the Lord. I'm going to open up in prayer real quick, and we'll just jump right in from there. Father God, I just thank you for another glorious day. We give you honor and glory for loving us so much to care for us, and even to the details of our weather, Lord. Thank you for your sunshine and your warmth, but Lord, also thank you that you bring us through the storms in life. And Father God, I pray that you would speak through my mouth of clay today, that those that are listening, Lord, your children, your boys, your girls, that they would just feel so loved by you. Lord, that you would just help us to have a clear path and direction for our life today. Lord, I thank you that inside of each one of us, we are that little boy or that little girl, and you just love us so much. And that you care for us and you nurture us and you grow us and stretch us and you make us into something beautiful. Lord, we know that you are the potter and we are the clay, and we just thank you for this process. Lord, I pray that I would decrease and that you would increase, that you would speak supernaturally through me, Lord, that I would just be obedient, Lord. I surrender my mind, my will, my emotions to you so that you would be able to touch your children in the places of their heart, so that they would not be the same after they leave our call today. We love you and we thank you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to start off today talking about a verse from Mark 3:25, and it says, a home filled with strife and division destroys itself. I don't know what happened, but you know, when you ever have been in that situation where you've had strife in your life or in your business, I'm sure that you can see that things don't feel well. And I'm sure that you can see that it does cause division. It does cause frustration. Lord, I just pray that you would just help us to not be in that situation anymore. But let's talk about this a little bit further. You know, isn't it unbelievable how different we are as individuals and how easy it is to not get along? If we look, we can come up with a million and one reasons why we didn't have to get along with either the people in our home or the people in our business. And right now, there seems to be a spirit of strife that's just everywhere. I've talked to so many people as I go through with my clients and doing their coaching or their training calls and meeting with them face-to-face even, and this is one thing I'm hearing over and over, is the enemy's coming in to cause distraction through strife. And I don't know if you know this or not, but strife is actually a spirit, just like peace is a spirit. Have you ever felt it when you just walked into a room? You know, maybe when you were a child, you walked into the room, and you could tell that mom and dad had been arguing, or there was something awry, or something not quite right. You didn't know that perhaps your parents were not getting along, and you didn't even see them. But as soon as you opened the door, you could feel something, and that's the spirit of strife. Strife is only destructive. There's nothing good that comes from strife. This is usually when people are arguing or they're just not getting along, even in that passive-aggressive type of situation. You know the one I'm talking about, right? Unfortunately, the people close to us can really get on our nerves. You know, I don't know what it is. You would think that the people that we love the most or that are closest to us, they would just not have us get into that place, right? They would just know better. But usually that's not the case. Usually the people that we have closest to us, whether it's our business partners, our life partners, our children, our parents, our siblings, our superiors at our jobs. All of these people are close to us, and unfortunately, they just sometimes get on our nerves. Let me ask you this. Have you ever been on the receiving end of talk that was disrespectful, demeaning, diminishing? You know, for a lot of us in this day and age, we've seen so much of it on TV, and we've seen it so much in our culture that we call it teasing. We don't even realize how disrespectful and demeaning or hurtful or even diminishing, making someone look smaller than they truly are, how hurtful it really is. What about arguing? Have you ever been in an argument? Well, you're probably saying, yeah, probably already this morning. A good test for this is usually the drive to church is what I've noticed. But wasn't it hurtful? It doesn't feel good inside to put yourself in that place. For a moment, it might feel okay because you're thinking, you know, I'm going to prove my point. I'm going to make sure that they know I'm right and because I know I'm right. And there's something that rises up inside of you. That's also another spirit. It's the spirit of pride. But going back to the argument, wasn't it hurtful? It was hurtful that there was a lack of love. It was hurtful that words were spoken. Looks were shared. And it might have gone even further than just the two people that were in the argument. It could have actually gone into gossip as well. Oh, and I know, believe me, I've been around long enough to know that, oh, pray for this person. Let me tell you all the details. Yeah, guess what? That's gossip too. What happens is it destroys our relationships, right? It also opens the door to strife. I don't want you to give a place to the enemy. You know, it tells us in the Word that we have to give place to the enemy. The enemy or strife can't just come in. We have to invite it in. When's the last time you've invited strife into your life, into your relationship? Maybe hard feelings. I know a lot of you are entrepreneurs and even direct sellers, and this is a unique dynamic. And what happens is we work with a volunteer army for the most part. What happens is we get excited about our business and our business opportunity and our product and just all of the incredible opportunities that we have to share. And we advertise, we share it. And we don't necessarily pick who seems to be interested. So they join our business and sometimes there's a good personality match. And sometimes there isn't. And every single person brings along some kind of baggage with them emotionally. We don't realize it at the time. And we're so excited. We get them started on their success plan and we get them moving and growing. But sometimes the spirit of jealousy can come in as well. Or maybe it's just some of that emotional baggage. And then there seems to be some kind of tension. That's not God's intention, is it? What's the result of strife? And regardless of what relationship it's in, the only thing that usually comes from strife is division, discord, disunity, destruction. There's always a lack of peace and a lack of harmony. Now, if you allow strife and division to come in, I promise you it'll destroy. It'll destroy, to some capacity, your family, your marriage, your team, your organization, and even your company. I've seen it destroy every single one. And the sad thing is with each and every one of these situations, it started off with people that said they cared about the other person. It takes someone to be a bigger person to stop the strife, to say, you know what, I'm not going to partake in that. Even if someone's doing wrong to me, I'm not going to engage. Let me tell you, that's probably one of the biggest challenges we face as Christians, as people that want to do right, want to be a blessing. It's not engaging in this disharmony, in this strife. I'm going to encourage you, the next time that you find yourself in this situation, to be the bigger person, to walk away just for the sake of peace. You know, Matthew 5:9 says, blessed are the peacemakers and the maintainers of peace, for they will be called the children of God. Don't you want to be called one of God's children? I know I do. I love that. I love that he's my heavenly father. I can't wait to go to heaven and to be with him. But he tells us that we will be called his children, but we need to be peacemakers and maintainers of peace. Have you ever noticed when you get that unsettling feeling inside? Doesn't feel very good, does it? What's happened is we've lost the peace, is what we say. We've lost God's peace that goes beyond understanding, that's rooted in unselfish love. You know, it doesn't say in the Word, blessed are the people that are right and prove it, does it? You can be right and you can be absolutely miserable. I want to encourage you not to argue, but to walk away. It takes two people to argue. Don't have one of them be you. Let me ask you this question. Do you want peace or do you want your way? That's where we get into trouble. When you're in unity, there's something very special that takes place. When you're in unity, the favor of God is on your life. It actually tells us this. It tells us in Deuteronomy 32:30 that you're 10 times more powerful when you're in agreement. It says one man can chase 1,000, but two put 10,000 to flight. What this means is you have 10 times the strength to overcome adversity, obstacles, and attacks. You can accomplish dreams 10 times as fulfilling and rewarding and 10 times bigger if you're in unity. This could be the secret to what's been holding you back, or maybe been holding back your team growth in your business. Strife. In my own team, when I was building my direct selling business, what I noticed was when there was strife, it was like a cancer, and it spread so quickly, and it was so painful through the entire organization. This happened one time, and it broke my heart. I was a wreck, I'll be really honest with you. I couldn't understand why the Lord would allow this. But it grew me. He was so faithful to bring me to the other side. And what he did at the same time is not only did he groom me and grow me, but he allowed me to do the same and develop a very strong leadership culture and a no-strife zone inside of our organization. I want to encourage you, if you see this in your life, you have the opportunity to shift and to change it. And it's not by accident that you're on this call this morning. You're the one that can make a difference. You're the one to change it all. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. It's simple, absolutely, but it's not easy. It is going to require that you walk away versus want your way. One of the other secrets that the Lord brought to my attention during this time was to pray blessings over the people that were causing strife. And I know that makes no sense, right? I mean, they were saying hateful, mean, things that weren't true about me and so many other people, hurting people after, you know, hurting one person after another. It was awful. But we decided that the Lord would be faithful, that he would have our back, that we would do what's right and bless those. And I'm not saying just you pray, Lord, bless so-and-so because they're just being ornery. No, I looked specifically at the things they desired in their life, and I asked the Lord to bless them with it, whether it was relationships or finances or business or a home or cars or relationships being restored in their life. I mean, I was very specific. And every time I can tell you, sometimes it was hard. It was everything I had to do. And I even prayed, Lord, help me to be able to do it because I needed that strength from him. But when I did, we saw miracles taking place in their life. The Lord showed me how faithful he was. And he also showed me that hurting people hurt people. And that's not his desire. And he had called me to, like he's called every Christian, to the ministry of reconciliation, to reconcile them back to him through love. It does take being a bigger person. I want you to think about things in your life and your business. Is this really the secret to what's been holding you back? The reason why you might not have growth in your business, is it because there's strife someplace in your life or your business? I can guarantee to you, because I know God, he's so faithful to answer his word. He tells us that he wants to bless us and that you will be 10 times more powerful. You'll go so much further in your life and your business if you keep peace and unity in your life and your home and in your business. If you're not having the doors open to you, it might be because you just don't have the strength in your business that you desire. It could be that you're operating in the strength of one because you do have strife and division. You can't do this alone. You need the 10 times power of unity to reach the fullness of your divine destiny. So now we've talked a little bit about business. Let's talk about your that person in your life. That one person that seems to just get under your skin or that's causing all of it, you believe. There's a spiritual force that's released when you live in peace and you live in harmony. There's a blessing of unity. It's actually a commanded blessing. Psalm 133, verse 1 and 2 says, "How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It's like the precious anointing poured out on Aaron that covered him from head to toe." So would you like to have that anointing? It goes on in verse 3 to say that it's a commanded blessing on the high and the lowly. It's not a respecter of persons, but there's a commanded blessing when you're in unity. How exciting to know how simple that is. I've only seen a commanded blessing just a couple of times in the Word. To me, this is so important. It's not that God is going to say, you have to be in unity, but he says, I'm going to give you a blessing. It is going to be a blessing in your life if you live in unity with others. Let me ask you, do you have a dream for your life or your business that's so big that you need somebody else to come in agreement with you? I'll do that during our prayer time today. But I want you to look and find the other people, the people that should be in your inner circle, the people that are on your team, the people that you're already in relationship with, whether it's your partner or your family. When you come into unity, there's a commanded blessing on you. Are you ready for the commanded blessing? Do you really desire more from God? Then come into unity and do what it takes to get rid of the strife in your life. When there's unity, you can then accomplish things that you couldn't have accomplished on your own. Let me ask you, what are you missing out on in your life and business by allowing all the little petty things to tear you apart? Are you working just from 1/10 of the power? Can you imagine only having 1/10 of the electricity come to your home, how dim and dark it would be? Have you ever experienced like a brownout before? I don't want to live my life like that. I want to be full power. Can you imagine 10 times the favor, the creativity, the blessings on your life and your business than what you're experiencing now? What would it really look like? When you go the extra mile to keep strife out, it shows your strength and your maturity. It doesn't show that you're weak. It shows your strength. When you have to prove you're right and have it always be your way, it's a spirit of pride. Can you lay aside your ego for peace and your pride for peace, for blessing, for what's right? You know, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but God doesn't condemn us. He convicts us and he challenges us to rise higher. Are you willing to change? Don't look for others to change. You be the force of change. It starts within you. Ask God to show you what it is within you or that you're doing that's keeping you and your spouse or your business partner or your team from that 10 times blessing, because he's going to be faithful and he'll show you. And then you need to model what is going to be repeated. You need to be the one that makes the change and then shows it to others, that you lead and you go the way. Pride will tell you not to treat others better, but it'll destroy you and it'll destroy your relationships. God brought each person that's in your life into your life for a purpose. And no one's perfect, but divinely appointed for your life. You didn't probably realize that you could probably pick out a million flaws in the people around you, right? And in the relationships that you're in. But did you know that God appointed them to be in your life at this moment? You can be the difference maker for them and for you. Treating people well, regardless of circumstances, they're going to bring you higher. It's going to bring others higher, especially if they don't deserve it. Not demeaning them or arguing with them. Don't treat the people the way that they treat you. You treat them in a way that's going to add more value to them. Keep in mind that the seed you're sowing will come to harvest. What are you truly sowing? According to Jesus in Mark 3:25, it says, a house divided is continually being brought to destruction and will not stand. How many times have you had to rebuild your business, rebuild your relationships? It takes away from the energy and the forward momentum of your moving quickly, abundantly towards your divine destiny. Peacemakers are more powerful than a dozen troublemakers. James 3:16 tells us that wherever you have envy, strife, and selfish ambition, there will be confusion, rivalry, discord, disorder, and every kind of evil work. We want to lay that aside. When we open the door to strife, we invite unnecessary trouble into our lives, into our businesses. Minor adjustments in your life towards unity can provide major improvements. Proverbs 20, verse 3 says, avoiding a fight is a mark of honor. Only fools insist on quarreling. Avoiding a fight is a mark of honor. Only fools insist on quarreling. Do things God's way, and he'll fight your battles. Is what you're doing today with strife destroying the relationships and the people that God's placed in your life? Don't take people in your life for granted. Love them and live a no-strife life. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for your love and for your mercy. Lord, we ask that even in this moment, we take just a few moments of quiet and we ask, Lord, that you would speak to our hearts and show us where we've invited strife into our life. Forgive us for not behaving properly in the relationships that we have that you've placed in our life. Lord, we desire with our whole heart to fulfill our divine destiny that you've put us on this planet for. But, Lord, we know that we've invited the enemy in. So, Lord, we rebuke the enemy now in Jesus' name. We ask, Lord, that you would close that door, any opening where we've allowed the enemy into our life in any capacity, whether it's been pride or strife or judgment, Lord, or being discontent or demeaning or angry, Lord. And we ask that you would fill it with Holy Spirit, that you would bring peace and comfort to those areas in our life. Lord, shine light on the areas where we still have darkness in our life, that we need to remove the strife, the doubt, the disbelief, the anger, the pride. Lord, we want to be clean before you. Show us what's keeping us from your best, from that 10 times blessing. Lord, I do pray a blessing over each person, Lord, that you would bless them as they come in and as they go out, that they would keep your words on their lips continually, that they would be continuously in prayer, that they would be the people that would be lifting people up, that people would know, you know what, don't even try to argue with them because they're not going to go into that space. They're going to be peacemakers. They're the children of God. Lord, I pray a blessing upon them, Lord, that favor would go out before them as they're building and growing their businesses, as they're coming into these times of building reconciliation and restoration to relationships, as they're rebuilding their businesses, Lord, or building their business, Lord, that you would just have your hand of favor upon them in a mighty, mighty way. Lord, we rebuke pride. We ask that you would fill us with your love, that it would ooze out of every part of our being onto others, that we would be the ones that people would say, I want to be with that person because I can tell they know Jesus. Lord, we love you and we thank you for another amazing week and a day before us that we have to live and to serve you. Lord, we give you all the glory. We thank you for the healing, the lack of division, the unity, Lord. We thank you that there is peace, there is harmony, that families are being restored, marriages are being restored, teams are being restored, organizations are being restored, that companies are being restored. And Lord, you know the burdens of our heart. Lord, we just lay them before you. We surrender them to you. Lord, fight our battles for us. We're not strong enough on our own. And Lord, I do come into agreement for each one of the people that are listening to this, Lord. I come into agreement and join my faith with theirs that you will bless them, that they will have that 10 times power and favor and creativity and blessing upon their life and their business. Lord, I pray a blessing upon my children, Jordan, James, and Bethany, Lord. Forgive us for the damage that's been put upon their life as a result of strife. Lord, I thank you for the restoration of my marriage. Lord, I thank you for having a godly husband in my life. I pray for the relationships of each person listening, and I pray for their children as well. Lord, heal them. Heal them emotionally, physically, spiritually, Lord. Continue to draw them and woo them. Help us to be your hands and feet and minister love this week. We love and we thank you. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, have a great week, everybody. Have a no-strife life. And if this blessed you, just if you would do me a favor, go over to the Christian Direct Seller and just post something there. Just share it with me. And also know that you can put your prayer request there at any time, and I'll be praying for you all week long. I love you guys. Thanks for spending your Monday morning with me. Make it an incredible week, and let me know how else I can help bless and support you in whatever you're doing. God bless you, and I'll talk with you again next week. Bye, everybody.